to the US on the last day of campaigning in the presidential election, concentrating on the swing states, two in particular. Donald Trump will finish his third effort to become president once again in Blue Wall State, Michigan, but will also hold two events in Pennsylvania. For first-time candidate Kamala Harris, Pennsylvania is the must-win state. She'll spend all of today there with big rallies in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, where she'll be joined by pop stars Lady Gaga and Ricky Martin, along with TV mogul Oprah Winfrey. Although solidly Democratic cities, the party is trying to maximise its voter turnout to try and overcome the Republican advantage in the rural parts of the state. In the last of his series of reports on the swing states, Sean Whelan reports on how Democratic Party politicians in Philadelphia are trying to get out the vote.
And I want people to say, what's going on in that diner? Let me hear you all say, one Philly!
One Philly!
A United City!
A United City!
Let's win, y'all! Yeah.
The mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, revving up campaign workers at the Country Club Diner in Northeast Philadelphia.
I like to say, where would you rather be in this election that all the world is focusing on than right here in Philadelphia, the city where American democracy was born?
The local congressman for this part of the city is Democrat Brendan Boyle.
Tremendous enthusiasm, and the polls are showing that as well. That by some measures there's actually greater enthusiasm now than there was in 2008 when Obama was first elected. It took a while to build up, but a lot of times in politics, peaking at the right moment is incredibly important.
Things are probably going to go well for you in Philadelphia, probably the same in Pittsburgh. Everything in between, though, a bit different, isn't it?
Well, you know, a one-point election, as the last two presidential elections were in this state, can come down to any demographic, to any county. Getting out the vote in Philadelphia is incredibly important, but last time, flipping blue-collar counties like Erie and Northampton, they were crucial as well to Joe Biden's victory. So I believe that you got to chase voters where they are, whether it's right here in Northeast Philadelphia or 7 hours away in Northwestern Pennsylvania.
Also there, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro.
One seat has allowed us to be at the table and make sure Philly is heard. And Philly is counted.
A campaign surrogate for Kamala Harris in this vital state. Her choice of vice president was between him and Tim Walz.
What's your gut telling you about how your state is going to vote on Tuesday night?
Look, I feel really good. I'd rather be us than them. Obviously, it's close, but it's always close here in Pennsylvania. You know, the last two elections came down to a point or less. I'd rather be us than them. We got a better team on the floor. A far better floor captain in Kamala Harris than Donald Trump, and we're all working with common purpose to get this done.
Pennsylvania has 19 electoral college votes, the biggest vote block available in the seven swing states. Winning here, Michigan and Wisconsin, the so-called Blue Wall, gives Kamala Harris her best shot at winning the presidency. It's also Donald Trump's best shot at denying her victory.
But you have to tell that horrible, terrible, the worst ever vice president. You've had enough. You're the worst ever. Kamala, you're fired. Get the hell out of here. Get out.
Donald Trump was holding a rally in Lititz in rural Pennsylvania, while the assorted election workers and trade union activists were having a campaign lunch in Northeast Philly, a reminder of the closeness of this race, which could in itself impact on when a result here is declared or even called by the Associated Press.
So my name's Lisa Dealey, and I am a city commissioner in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, the city commissioners administer all things elections. So we run the elections in Philadelphia.
How soon do you think you're going to have results out of this city and out of the state as a whole?
If the race is not close and there are decisions that could be made early, then people will be satisfied with that. If it's a close election, we're in for the long haul. We're going to continue to count throughout the night. We're not going to sacrifice accuracy for speed.
These are what the volunteers wear when they go out on the door.
But in a super tight race, the Democrats think women voters can give them the edge.
I think it is a real thing. We've been seeing that since the last cycle, 2022, right after the Roe v. Wade decision was overturned.
Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon represents the 5th Congressional District, covering the suburbs to the west of Philadelphia.
We see a lot of houses where the man may be registered as a Republican, the woman may be registered as a Democrat, and they may be voting in different ways.
So it's going to come down to the turnout, or the women turn out and the men don't.
Correct, and women...
And vice versa.
Correct, and women tend to vote more regularly. So, again, it's all about turnout.
How is the presidential race looking right now in this district?
This district, it's looking good. It's a Democratic district, but the issue in Pennsylvania is that it's so close across the board that we really want to make sure that everyone in our more Democratic areas gets out and votes, because we know that not every region is the same. So it's very much a game of inches here in Pennsylvania, and everybody's trying to drive turnout.
Turnout is the key to this, isn't it?
Turnout is definitely the key. At this point, it doesn't seem to be a question of people being undecided between the two candidates, because there's a very stark distinction between the two candidates, but it's whether people are undecided about whether to vote. So we want to make sure they understand the stakes and understand how much their vote really matters.
Democrats in Pennsylvania with our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan. And a reminder, there will be extensive coverage of the US elections across RTE radio, television and online in the coming days. Audrey will be live from Washington tomorrow morning and on Wednesday, when we'll have a special 3-hour programme starting from 6 a.m. Tomorrow night there'll be a live results programme on RTE One television from 20 past 11, presented by Miriam O'Callaghan in Washington and David McCullough in Dublin.